Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
My. Has it been a week already? Wee doggy. Of course it has been. And of course you're listening to the often imitated, never nominated Indie Circuit, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mal, and this is an hour of talky talk and music for your brain. Mostly music for your brain, but some gentle musings for my gentle listeners in gentle St. Pete. I couldn't even finish gentle St. Pete. Yeesh. Have you driven here lately? Am I right, everyone? Oh my god. Yes, so, solar eclipse, big news. Everyone burned their eyes out, now we're all blind. That's weird, huh? Yeah, I wouldn't advise staring into the eclipse. Total eclipse of your heart, from what I remember from my teenage dances where we rocked back and forth like Frankenstein, and girls didn't like me. Aw, that's sad. I know. But what are you going to do? It's your lot in life. Either girls like you or they don't. And apparently, they don't. Some do. Most don't. That's okay, though. What am I rambling about? Who the heck knows? I will tell you that, wow, is it hot. But it's Florida, so kind of like traffic on 19, why would heat surprise you? It just continually does. The only thing I hate about it is, like, now it's, you know, it's August and whatever, you know. And then soon it's going to be, like, end of September, early October. And that's when everyone else is, like, digging out their snowshoes and they're talking about, oh, my God, it's, you know, the leaves are changing and look at the snow flurries. And we're like, oh, my God, it's still 92 degrees, 95. My asphalt's on fire. That's when I miss the four seasons and the winter and such. I wouldn't miss it if I was shoveling snow, but you never know what's in store for life. Like, you don't know what's in store for music. And let's get to some, shall we? Of course we shall. That's why you're here. Here's some jazz. I'm just kidding. It's not jazz. It's music. Not saying that jazz isn't music, I'm just saying this is different music. There's jazz, and then there's not jazz. This is not jazz. I'm playing this hour. So if you don't like music, if you don't like this kind of music, and you like jazz, then come back in about, what is it, like 46 minutes, and then there'll be jazz back on. Why am I talking about jazz? Here's music.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
The ghastly ones invite you to be horrified to the point of sheer panic as they transport you to the darkest depths of the bone-chilling night. Don't be surprised if you find yourself changing from the gentle soul you are into a werewolf, evil space robot, or some other monster. Instead, just relax and enjoy the experience.
Thank you. Now let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing right
over
there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go ghouls.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted.
Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go in and poke around.
Don't say
she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring
nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
The most fantastic weapon of all time is the flying guillotine. Few men have ever been able to operate this death-dealing device, and only one was the master of the flying guillotine. Seymour Bordy and Associates presents The Master of the Flying Guillotine, filmed in Super Cinevision, rated R. Master of the Flying Guillotine. One sure way to get ahead.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
All right, on the other side of the break, that was The Ghastly Ones with the 1998 hit A Haunting We Will Go. That was the album. I played Invitation, Ghastly Stomp, Hangman Hang 10, Thunderhead, Pacific Ghost Highway, and Holland Hearst. And that's when I was like, wow, these songs should be longer. Whatever. Quantity, not quality. No, wait, other way around. Doesn't matter. Anyway, make sure you check out the Ghastly Ones. They are still rocking. They have an awesome site. And they're still cranking out albums and still, getting it done. Friends of the show, longtime friends of the show. We've been playing them forever. When I was playing them, I was like, oh my God, I should be playing some of the Electric Frankenstein, too. I don't think I have replaced them. Like a long time ago, I lost the... I lost my computer, and I lost a lot of music that I used to play a lot. And one of them was Electric Frankenstein. They let me play their music, and I don't see it in here. That's sad. I better take care of that. I have a couple of their albums, and I wrote them, and they were like, of course you can play our music. And I was like, oh, man, you guys are awesome. Boy, this week was a lot of stuff, did a lot of stuff this week. First, on Friday, went to a Elvis concert, live concert, to celebrate his 40th anniversary of him dying. Can you believe that? 40 years ago? Man, I'm getting old. So he was, it was at the Ruth Eckert Hall, which they have a lot of really interesting and good stuff up there. I don't often get to it, but sometimes I do. This one was an interesting where there was a live orchestra playing, and there was video screens up. And what they were doing is they isolated Elvis's voice, his songs, he was singing, but they were playing the music, and it matched the concert performance. So like when they did Blue Suede Shoes, he was singing Blue Suede Shoes, and you were watching him sing it in concert, like Live 68 or whatever, some of those other ones. And the orchestra was playing it to match. It was incredible. It was so crazy. There was an interesting story of a fellow sitting next to us, which I will go into after this music break. Here is some more tunes for your brain.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
My friends.
Wasn't. Anyway, that was a new band. If you're a friend of the Facebook page, that's right, the Indie Circuit has a Facebook page. If you're a friend of that, then you already know who that was, because I put it out there for you on social media. Wow. That was the Go Devils, out of Japan, of course. Wasn't the 5678s, it wasn't Red Bacteria Vacuum, it wasn't Sushi Mami Ray, it wasn't Lulu's Marble. Nope. It was a new one, the Go Devils. I played for you Go Devils, Bad Day, Harry Won, and That's All Right. Hey, like Elvis, That's All Right, baby. I don't think so. But, good stuff. That was a lot of the stuff I had to source off of, like, online crap. I know they, I'm sure they're going to be sending some high-quality stuff our way as they crank out their EPs and LPs and other whatever they else they make. Good stuff. The Go Devils. Make sure you check them out on Facebook. They are killing it, like, you know, all these bands I'm digging up from wherever I'm finding them. They're all just working their butts off. And that's good. So, yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, sit down and have an aisle seat. And it's not sold out, which was surprising. I thought it would be because they only played it, like, this show was only, I think, like, 10 times around the world, or 10 times in the United States in the last couple of weeks they played it, and this is one, you know. So it's a limited engagement, and I'm sitting there, and there's another, first of all, Elvis's fan base is, they're towards their golden years, you know, a lot of older people, and there's a guy sitting next to us, and he does this weird, now, sometimes you're out in public and someone does that, you know, like that weird stuff where they got some kind of nasal condition going on, and you're like, gross. And usually somebody does it when you're in eating or something like that, and you're like, well, now I'm leaving. But this was a whole different thing, and I've never heard the guy continually cleared his nose like a pig would. Like, okay, if you ever saw, what was that movie, Christmas Story? If you ever saw how the mother got down and told Ralphie how to eat the mashed potatoes, and the kid goes, that's what this dude was doing, and he was doing it, like, all the time. And I was gonna, like, start a fight with him, but then I was like, well, what is that gonna do other than get us kicked out? So we just talked to the usher and said, look, man, we're moving. So we just, this is the first time, one of the only times I've ever seat hopped. And we went sat in somewhere else. Now, it wasn't really an upgrade, but it was away from him, so it was better. So the first act, I had to, Ralphie was eating mashed potatoes next to us. And then, after intermission, we left. And one of the ladies in the row was like, no, your seats are there. And I was like, it's okay. Bye. Bye. And she didn't say anything back to me. So I don't like doing that, but self-preservation, man. I didn't pay a lot of money to hear Ralphie eat his mashed potatoes over Elvis. Great show, though. They also have one coming up. It's a Star Wars where they're going to play the orchestral score and the movie's going to play on the screen. Pretty cool. And Andrew Dice Clay is there in the next coming week. So if you really want to class it up. Oh!
I don't know whether to sink or to swim. I cannot comprehend the shape that I'm in. I've been protected from all of the rules. And now they want me playing the game. dying lovers asleep on concrete paper covers. Betray the skin and you'll discover that you're still here. And it's not over. In the dark, something vaguely clear makes it still worth living here. Chained together we go on.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Radio 9000, 9000, officer in trouble.
9000, the police call for trouble. And when the black ripoff of the decade has just tore up the murder capital of the world, man, you've got trouble. Detroit 9000, a city in trouble. Motortown, where a hunky cop is a minority race.
He's white. In downtown Detroit, he is in a 1-9 minority.
Detroit 9000, the double cross that spelled disaster for a whole city. It's gotta get solved or the whole town's gonna explode. See Detroit 9000, rated R. It's a city all tore up. Detroit 9000.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
The Dutch. Yes. All right. Now, on the other side of the break, that was what I'd like to say, one of the hardest working bands out there, Bob Goblin. Love Lost for Bloodlust, which is their newest album. I'm almost sure it's their newest one. Haven't checked, like, this week, but I'm pretty sure. I played Feel No Pain, Some Things I Want to Say, Fighting Machines, and Turn Gears Turn. Make sure you check them out. They are very active. They're touring, always playing out. You know, if you got a chance to see these guys, make sure you hit them up. I'm really hoping that they can get down south down here, and I can interview them and maybe even get them in studio. Who the heck knows? That'd be pretty crazy. I'd probably have to offer to put them up for the night, but I think we could swing it. As long as they're not allergic to cats, because if they're allergic to cats, then they're not going to make it, because the cats outnumber the humans in this house. All right, so, yeah, so that was that. I'm trying to think what else. I'm in the middle of a big t-shirt run. I better do my shtick. First of all, make sure you check out some of the other shows, not only on Radio St. Pete. I have one I do with Dr. Morbius called Asian Cult Cinema. You can check out Asian Cult Cinema and all of our back catalog of this show, The Indie Circuit, both of them in the audio archives. You can click on them and download them, or just listen to them all in their entirety. Isn't that awesome? Sure it is. We also do another show called Slow Robot A Go-Go. And that's just a B-movie review podcast. It's insane. It really is. We're just talking about goofy stuff. And if you go to bunchofdorks.com, there's a whole bunch of podcasts on there. There's the Slow Robot A Go-Go. The middle one is Two Dimension Podcast, which I have nothing to do with. But they talk about comic books. And then the bottom one is like this show, but a lot of more cursing and anger. So yeah, there's those things. And what else? Oh, projectpinball.org. Of course, go to that. They're not associated with Early, but I really have been pushing that one. It's a 501c dedicated to putting pinball machines in children's hospitals and mental health facilities. And, you know, if you can think of a better way to donate a few bucks, well, good on you, because brings a little bit of joy to a kid's life. Maybe in the mental health facility, it is an encouragement. They get time on a pinball machine if they behave, or if they learn, you know, interaction skills. Why not, man? A lot of times they have if you go to projectpinball.org, they have also raffles. So, you know, you're kicking in 20 or 20 bucks, 50 bucks, something like that, at a chance at winning a brand new Star Wars pinball machine or some Stern pinball machine. Well, that's just insane. Tell you what is insane. This much talking without any music. Music. I do have a Jacksonville trip coming up this weekend with some excitement. Hopefully it goes okay, but bringing home a new machine, new arcade machine, so that's always risky business, but I think we'll be okay. Here is some 5678s, because you know, and I know, and everybody knows, this show is not going a week without playing 5678s. Not while there's blood in my veins, fella.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.